Well, there really is only one place to start this morning. If you are looking at your papers, the faces of innocent children will be looking up at you and your hearts, I'm sure, will be breaking. On Friday, America suffered its second deadliest shooting attack at a US school or university. 26 people, 20 of them children, died when a man opened fire at a primary school in Newtown in Connecticut.
As a nation, we have endured far too many of these tragedies in the last few years. An elementary school in Newtown, a shopping mall in Oregon, a house of worship in Wisconsin, a movie theater in Colorado. Any of these neighborhoods could be our own. So we have to come together, and we're going to have to take meaningful action to prevent more tragedies like this from happening, regardless of politics.
The Sandy Hook Elementary is one of those schools in an area that you just wouldn't think where this could happen. At what point, you know, do people begin asking, though, how do we stop this violence?
Friday's shooting is the third major gun attack in the US in 2012. In July, an attacker killed 12 people at a premiere of a Batman film in Aurora, Colorado. And in August, six people died at a Sikh temple in Wisconsin. And these latest deaths have sparked fresh debate over the country's gun laws.
Yeah. So why is the issue of gun control such a difficult one in the United States?